Welcome to the podcast series. Fuck it, I'm starting a business. My name is Henna, and this is the series where I talk you guys through what has been working for me, what hasn't since I started. Also, some of the learnings, some of the tricks, some of the challenges, whatever I feel that can help someone else. And it's just a really cool way of documenting everything, It's nice. And I also really want to start talking a little bit more about life hacks and skills that have contributed towards this. So yeah, that's the point of the series. Thank you so much for joining. It really does mean a lot to me. So today I want to chat to you about creativity. And the reason for this is because it's something which I hear a lot about in terms of, oh my God, that person is so creative, or that's really creative, or no, I'm not very creative, I can't do this. You hear it every day almost, and it's something which actually I get told a lot that, oh, I'm really creative. And I find it so interesting when someone says that, because what I'm doing, or what I've made, or what I've said, or whatever idea, or whatever I came up with, it's not creative to me. It's sense, it's logic. I can actually see how it's come together, and I'm just like, what's really creative about it? And that is the whole beauty of this word is, it's not actually what someone's really saying is, when they see something creative, they're saying, I couldn't connect the dots. I couldn't connect whatever you've connected, but I see what you have done, or I'm hearing, or whatever, and I appreciate it because you've given me this new connection which I wasn't able, or I don't think I could have done myself. That's what's kind of going on, or this is a definition I'm putting on this to help with this episode. Sorry if I sound ill, I still am a bit, but we can fly by this. So, bearing that in mind, how can someone be more creative? Well, I'm gonna literally tell you, if you want to be more creative, and this is something which you said to someone, oh, I wish I was more creative, or it's something that you think about, then I urge you to just get a pen and paper and just start making notes, because there are some things in life which people know and they can actually tell you how to do it. And that's amazing when that happens. And this, my friend, is one of them. I'm not usually this forceful about everything, but when it comes to, I'd say the things that I know how to do when I need to do it is creativity, just because I'm really analytical, so I've analyzed my own steps within creativity. And the other thing is, it's just some other things like confidence and other elements which we will probably talk about in the future. So if you're ready, let's kick off on creativity. Let's kick off. So, a really cool place to start is with Steve Jobs, who has a quote which is a little very similar actually to what I've been saying, like crazy similar. And it is, creativity is just connecting things. When you ask creative people how they did something, they feel a little bit guilty because they didn't really do it, they just saw something. It seems obvious to them after a while. That's because they were able to connect experiences they've had and synthesize new things. And that's pretty much, it's a really good starting point. So there's two things that's happening here. One is they're connecting, and the second thing is they're synthesizing the experiences that they've had, both which are incredibly important. Next, I want you to just think a little bit about why you want to be creative and really also who you want to be creative in front of. So reasons for being creative can vary. It could be because it's something which is valued in your line of work. It could also just be that you want to be the creative one in your group of friends. You want to bring something to the table, suggest things and activities that you can do. It could just be because this is something that you've admired and you've thought to yourself, I'm not creative, or it's a skill or something that I would like to be called. So, I mean, there's just so many different reasons as to why someone would want to be creative. But here's the clincher, if you like. You can't be creative to everybody. It's not possible. You might be able to be creative to most people, but if there is a group of people or a specific sector that you want to appear creative in, then it kind of makes your life a bit easier. And I'm really aware that I'm talking about this in such a theoretical way, something which is in a way so beautiful, I'm like stripping it down to basics, but I feel like that can help people sometimes, so that's why I'm doing it. Here is an example. So you may remember being back in primary school and you're doing a drawing exercise. And perhaps you look over and you see a child who is doing this really amazing drawing, and you look at it and you're like, wow, why can't I create something like this? You're impressed. However, the teacher who is also going to look at this exact same drawing is going to look at this and not be as impressed. She might appreciate it, but she probably won't have the same feelings that you do. And the reason for that is purely because the teacher has racked up a lot more, many more experiences than you have, and or than the child has. And because of that, they And also, they've been through childhood, so they've seen so many more drawings, and it's just not as unfamiliar. It's familiar, whilst the child, however, hasn't been through all those experiences, and they are sincerely really taken back because these are new dots to them. So it's as simple as that. You need to get experiences that are unfamiliar to those that you want to impress. In one sentence, that is what I'm saying. In terms of how to do that or the types of experiences that you need, what you could do is make a list. Start making a list and writing things down. It doesn't need to be expensive. It doesn't need to be, majorly time consuming, but just start writing things down. So it could be taking a different route from home, volunteering, mentoring. You can learn so much when you talk to different people. You can get parts of their experiences, which in itself will form dots for yourself. Could be going to galleries, could be reading certain books, reading podcasts that you wouldn't, sorry, listening to podcasts that you wouldn't necessarily listen to. And on Anchor, you can do this by just finding random ones, like just listen. It's mountain climbing, take up a new hobby. If you want to push it further, I would say pick things that you wouldn't typically do, something which just maybe even doesn't excite you massively. Just do that because you'll learn something, you'll pick up something along the route, and particularly try and select things that from your list that the people who you want to impress just don't do those things. Just there's just no one who's doing it really within that group, and that's what to do. One of the most amazing things, really, about being on planet Earth is that you have the ability to experience. You can learn, you can experience new cultures. There are so many different people. And the nice thing about where we are today is that it doesn't take as much effort as it did many, many years ago to, secure new experiences. If you want to try a new cuisine, you can just go to a restaurant across the road. It's important, in my opinion, anyways, for your own growth and development to be constantly learning and gaining new experiences and gaining these dots. And yeah, when the more dots you have, the more elements you have to connect, and the more things that you bring to the table that are unfamiliar, which somebody will then deem as creative. That's just how it works. So when we looked at the quote from Steve Jobs, there were two main elements. There was the idea of dots, which we've discussed in terms of experiences, connecting them, but then there's synthesizing. And I think it is quite likely that when you have racked up these dots, synthesizing should be a lot more easier. It should be quite natural, but let's just go with the fact that maybe it's not. Maybe you do have all these experiences and you're still hitting that rut. Then what? My recommendation would be to train your brain on how to synthesize. So I'm a big fan of Alice in Wonderland. I just think it is a children's story, but it's extremely rich in terms of material. And there is a great quote in there by the Queen of Hearts, who says that she, I mean, the exact quote goes, "Why, sometimes I believed as many as six impossible things before breakfast." What you might need to do is teach your brain how to synthesize. So that could be actually sitting there and thinking of six impossible things before breakfast, starting off your day with that creativity. If this is something you're serious about and you are struggling, I really, really, really recommend doing this. So, for instance, it was taking a potion which makes people shrink, or I mean, it could be anything. Just start thinking of six impossible things. And then, if you want to step it up a notch when you're ready, I would recommend linking those six impossible things and creating a narrative between them, because you've already done the creativity by thinking of the impossible things. But what you're doing then is you're really taking your brain up a notch further. And by doing this constantly and being able to do it quickly, you'll get there without a doubt. And I imagine what some of the things you'll come up with will be really, really, I want to say creative and super, super impressive. So that's one way of doing this. So guys, I hope this has been helpful. And yeah, if you do decide to go on and use any of these tactics, I would love to know if it worked, what didn't work. It would be really interesting actually to hear that. And if there's any hacks you have yourself, definitely drop me a message. Yeah, I mean, it's really cool to see what works for different people. And yeah, just to add, I really think everyone is creative or has the ability to be creative. It really just comes down to what you have in your toolkit to play with. Because if you have the same experiences as everyone else, then you're going to come up with the same stuff as everyone else, and it's not going to be deemed as creative or out there. But if you start racking up new experiences and then learning how to put them together, then of course you're going to be creative. So it's a very funny word which we put on things, and it's got a lot of positive connotations attached to it. But I feel like everyone can be called creative if you want to be. So really, 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 really hope it helps. I'm sorry that I was a bit ill throughout this. It's also the longest one I've ever done, even though it has a few breaks. But yeah, have a brilliant day and speak to you soon.